Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
Welcome to another episode of NTPRT, the podcast, and I am here with Jonathan Farrell. And Jonathan, what is the name of your group?
Well, I'm a part of a group called Perception9Paranormal.com. We're pretty much a community-based site where people just come and share their evidence. And I'm more into the EVP research side of things.
And what brought my attention to him was he had a post on Twitter, and it was about the ghost box. And as some of you know, we've done some research and some work with our own type of ghost box, which the Frank box, it's called Ghost Box too. And I wanted to interview him today to talk to him a little bit about his perception of the ghost box and just how he feels about it and some of the investigation that they have done using the ghost box. So where would you like to start?
Well, I might as well tell you a little bit about myself, how yes. I found it. Well, I used to be part of quite a big group called Ghost Hunter Extraordinaire, which I co-founded with someone. That was some years ago, but the team are now since split, which has allowed me to focus pretty much all of my time on EVP research. And it was through watching numerous videos on YouTube that I found the method of the ghost box. And I saw it and it absolutely blew me off my seat, really. I was absolutely astounded at the possibilities of it. So I had to buy one. And that is pretty much what started me on it. And it's quite an addictive thing to use, really, because the voices that come through are absolutely unbelievable sometimes and so personal to yourself or to the person who's asking the question. So that is pretty much how I got started into it anyway.
Now, have you recorded any of the voices that have come across?
Yes, every session I record, every session, because you never know what you're going to catch at what time because, well, you just don't know. It's not a sure thing, really. Sometimes you might catch something, sometimes you might not, but you have to record every session just in case.
So what's been the most interesting activity that you have caught?
Well, personal to me is when I might ask questions about myself or things in my house. Things like I'll ask my cats if they know my cat's name. Mm-hmm. And they'll always say the cat's name, which happens to be Fudge, by the way. She's very cute. But also I try to ask questions about them. And I'll ask them to confirm it just to make sure I know I've heard what I've heard. Quite often I will get the same names come through all the time. There's a Martin that comes through for me, a Debbie, and I try to find out as much about them as possible, and I'm starting to get surnames come through as well, because the more you do it, the more they seem to feel comfortable talking to you as well. And I've had a lot of feedback through my recordings as well, that there's a possibility of astral beings coming through, kind of watchers and operators, they like to class them as, that bring in other spirits to communicate to you. Because I've had a lot of voices coming through actually talking about the spirit world itself. One of the more notable ones that I got was I was asking what a spirit looks like, whether they're a light form or something like that. And the voice came through and said, plus spirits shouldn't. That confused me. What aren't spirits allowed to do? To show themselves or tell us too much? So they're the sort of things I've had coming through.
Did you get an answer for that?
Yes. The next recording, I followed it up. Because a lot of the time you have to follow up the questions or the answers you hear on the next recording.
Uh-huh.
And I asked, what was it now? I asked, what aren't spirits meant to do? And the reply I got back was to show themselves.
Really?
Which it shook me a little bit because the hairs on my back of my neck always stand up every time I hear something new.
I can understand that, definitely.
Yeah, but it is truly an amazing device. I was very skeptical about it at first. Is it just radio waves or things like that? When you're receiving exact answers at the exact moment in time you're asking the questions, what are the possibilities and the odds of that coming through randomly on the radio waves? It's a bit of a long shot, that one.
Yeah, that's what convinced me, too, was some of the questions that you can ask, and when you get the specific answers, it kind of throws you for a loop, and you're like, did I really just hear what I heard?
Yeah, so, and I'll always ask the question as well, like, how many spirits are with me?
Quite often
it'll be more than 10, it could be 20 or whatever, but I don't know if they're physically with you at the time. Are they talking to us from the astral plane? These are the questions I'm asking at the moment in my research as well.
Oh, well, interesting. Any advice that you might have for somebody who's wanting to get into using a ghost box, either for personal or for investigation reasons?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, it takes a while to train your ears to listen, to know what you're about to listen to. You'll always have to listen to virtually every second of every recording at least 10 times because you could miss so much. Also, when asking questions, try to avoid the yes-no answer questions. Try to get them to say as much as possible, because yes or no can be mistaken from the radio at any point. Also, try to get them to say your name, because you then know they're talking to you. And always follow up the questions that you've asked next time, judged by the answers you hear. Always continue with the line of questioning you're doing. Then a lot of the time you'll find out a lot more about the people who are around you.
Oh, those are good suggestions. I really like that.
Yeah, I learned the yes-no one by my own mistakes, really, because yes or no could be coming from anywhere. But if you get a full sentence, it's a lot harder to debunk, really.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, the yes-nos are, I think people would kind of have a tendency to really, really scarf at those.
Yeah. A lot of my earlier recordings were just yes-nos, but like I said, the more you do it, the more they tend to feel comfortable with you, and they'll share more with you.
On the advice that you gave for everybody, I think that's great advice. Now, your website, they can go to your website to find out some more
information
and to hear some. Would you give your website again, please?
Yeah, it's www.perception9.com. No space, just perception and the number 9.
Okay, listeners, and if you will follow the link out beside this post, I will have the web address there. I encourage everybody to go look at it. It is an awesome website. Well, of course, next to ours, it is an awesome website. So yeah,
a lot of my videos, though, they're on the YouTube channel HighSpirit75 as well, where I host them all, and pretty much all my EVP recordings are on there.
Okay, and we will post that address out beside, too. And join us on our forums, and I will have links to his page on our forums as well. And I want to thank you, Jonathan, very much for joining us today, and
I hope to
interview you again on another topic another time.
That'd be great.
All right, happy Halloween, everybody. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge. And passion lights the way.